Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, a County Galway farmer has been given a community service order in lieu of a prison sentence for assaulting former Minister of State Anne Rabbitt by throwing a package containing cow dung at her. Joseph Baldwin of Ballyaneen in Gurth in County Galway was also convicted on a breach of the peace charge at a public meeting opposing the development of a biogas plant in the South Galway town in January 2023. Our reporter John Cook is at the District Court in Ennis and is with me now on the line. You might remind us of the background, first of all, of this case, John.
Yes, Cormac. This meeting was held in O'Sullivan's Hotel in Gort on the night of January 4th, 2023, organised by a community group opposed to a planned biogas plant in the South Galway area. It was an emotive issue, according to the complainant in this case, which was taken by the DPP, with Anne Rabbitt telling the court in evidence in September that she stood at the back of a packed function room as 39-year-old Joseph Baldwin took the microphone to question her fellow former government TD Kieran Cannon on whether the two public representatives would stand up to government and block the development which locals feared would bring traffic problems and large amounts of organic waste to the area. Video footage shown to the court sees Mr. Baldwin criticising both now former TDs regarding health services, water and flooding problems in Gort, as Kieran Cannon of Fine Gael insisted the government had no role in the decisions of On Board Planola. As he concluded his comments, Joseph Baldwin was heard to say he had a present for Mr. Cannon, flinging a small sealed plastic packet towards him saying, "Here's a bag of cow shite for you," before he flung a second packet in the direction of Anne Rabbitt. She went public on Twitter that night to say, "I can't believe a bag of SH1T was thrown at me tonight," and in tearful evidence in September, the former Minister for Disability said she felt under attack as Joseph Baldwin looked angrily at her. She didn't feel safe, she said, in a public space with the people who had elected her, showing the court how she crossed her chest to defend herself where she felt she'd been hit, though the video evidence showed the cow dung packet had missed her. "I know what it's like to be bullied and intimidated," she said in evidence, "but there's a line in terms of acceptable protest that was crossed that night." And in October, Cormac, Judge Alec Gabbett convicted Joseph Baldwin on both counts as Section 2 assault, as he said this included the apprehension and fear of being assaulted, whether the packet of cow dung had hit her or not, and he ruled there was also a breach of the peace by Joseph Baldwin's threatening and abusive actions at that public meeting, Cormac.
So what evidence was offered in mitigation for Mr. Baldwin's actions, John?
Defence solicitor Dara Hassett told the court that Joseph Baldwin was sorry for what had happened and didn't mean to hurt anyone, but he felt his actions were his way of protesting over local concerns about water services in Gort and fears of what a biogas plant would do to water quality, adding that this issue has got nationwide traction since, with opposition in other parts of Ireland, and biogas plants, he said, will not be an easy sell for the next government. Character references from Mr. Baldwin were given to the judge from Galway Fianna Fáil councillor Gerry Finnerty, as well as from a local doctor and pharmacist in Gort, describing Mr. Baldwin as a community activist, one letter saying that Mr. Baldwin may seem argumentative and difficult, but this may cover up his decency. He might not be everyone's cup of tea, according to solicitor Dara Hassett, but maybe every community needs a Joe Baldwin at times, he argued, when local issues need to be ventilated, Cormac.
Tell us then about the sentence, John, that was handed down and what the judge had to say.
Well, regardless of what the defence solicitor had to say there in favour of Mr. Baldwin, and there was a favourable probation report, and the judge noted Joe Baldwin was unlikely to reoffend, Mr. Justice Alec Gabbett said, however, that video footage doesn't lie, and what happened at the public meeting in Gort was not acceptable and cannot happen again. Public representatives, he said, should not have to endure this type of behaviour. Describing the Section 2 assault conviction as being at the lower level, Judge Gabbett ruled 60 hours community service would be an appropriate sentence in lieu of a three-month prison term, noting Mr. Baldwin's physical employment in a factory and that working in the community is something that he may excel at. The sentence also took the Section 6 public order offence into account, with recognizance fixed in the event of an appeal, Cormac.
Any reaction then briefly to that sentence, John, this afternoon?
Well, leaving court, Joseph Baldwin said he would speak to his solicitor before making any decision on a possible appeal. I made contact with former Minister Anne Rabbitt, who has recently been appointed to the Seanad for the remaining weeks of its term after losing her Dáil seat in Galway East in the recent general election. She was not in court today, and a spokesperson has told me this evening she was in Leinster House and would not be making any comment at this stage.
OK, John Cook reporting from the District Court in Ennis in County Clare. Thank you very much indeed.